General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union continue contract negotiations this weekend after missing a midnight Friday deadline to reach a deal. Despite that, a strike appears unlikely. The union has told workers to report to their jobs on time. The main obstacle to reaching a new contract, of course, is health care and the huge cost to the company of providing benefits to retirees. GM wants the union to pick up the costs. The UAW is said to be seeking job guarantees in exchange. Tomorrow, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is set to lay out her ideas for extending coverage to the millions of uninsured Americans. And joining us to talk about what we should be listening for as Senator Clinton and the other candidates talk about health care is Bob Leshefsky, president of a consulting firm. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
What have you learned about what Senator Clinton will be saying tomorrow?
Well, we don't know all the details yet, but it would appear that Mrs. Clinton is going to be making a health care proposal that looks fairly similar to the proposal that Barack Obama and John Edwards have provided. It's going to have a lot of emphasis on access, dealing with the 47 million uninsured and providing more health insurance security for the rest of us, to be focusing most on making sure everyone gets into the system. Because I think it's going to be heavy on access, it will also be fairly light on cost containment. As you know, healthcare costs are a huge part of why we have so many uninsured. So I would call her proposal probably healthcare access heavy and health cost containment light.
Now, the Clintons, both of them got in trouble back in the early Clinton presidency with a health care plan. And back then, she was very critical of the insurance companies, and that led to the downfall of that idea. What's the difference now, do you think?
Well, her rhetoric is still pretty much anti-insurance company. She blames much of what's going on the insurance industry, which much of my past has been in the insurance industry, so that always grates me a little bit personally. But interestingly, while she's very critical of the insurance industry, her proposal is going to build on existing systems, and that'll be one of the big differences from the past. She'll build on public systems such as Medicare, Medicaid, the state children's health insurance plan, and she'll also build on individual health insurance and employer-based health insurance.
She is also talking, is she not, about insurance companies denying coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, and she'd like to put an end to that.
The reason we have pre-existing condition provisions in insurance plans is because we don't have everyone insured. People can voluntarily move in and out of the insurance system. So it's the old thing about you don't want to be able to sell a health insurance plan to someone who suddenly becomes very ill and needs the insurance and doesn't buy it until they need it. The best way to eliminate that is to create a system where everyone is covered.
How big a problem is that? How many people are denied coverage in terms of percentage for conditions they already have?
The number of people who can't get health insurance because of pre-existing conditions is a very, very small number compared to the number of people who can't get health insurance because they can't afford it. And that's the real issue, is affordability.
You see, and correct me if I'm wrong in characterizing your position, but you see this is so large a problem that the government can't pay for it and companies can't pay for it, so they have to come together.
Yeah, absolutely. The United Auto Workers, labor, working for the big three automakers, Chrysler, Ford, and GM, there is $90 billion of unfunded retiree health care costs sitting with those three companies. It's got to the point where they may go broke. They may go out of business. And it's got to the point where the United Auto Workers, a labor union that had a lot to do with starting the tradition of health insurance in the employer environment, UAW is now at the table talking to the auto companies about changing that because everyone understands that the employer can't by themselves afford this anymore, that we've got to change that relationship. So cost is absolutely the issue. The government can't afford it by itself. If Mrs. Clinton or any of the other candidates are successful in covering everyone in America, the next question they've got to ask is, how are we going to be able to cover everyone in America the next year and the year after that and the year after that, with costs going up at 6 to 10%, when our economy is growing at 3%, wages are growing at 3%, healthcare costs just outstrip everything.
Bob Leshefsky is president of Health Policy and Strategy Associates based in Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.